Welcome to Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. We are back after a week off. We are getting ready for She-Hulk in just a little bit. We're going to preview She-Hulk on next week's episode, but let's welcome in the panel this week. We were talking just before we came on, and I got it wrong. I think I'll get it right the first time. It's long-time listener, first-time panelist. We have Stephanie in the bottom corner. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We are very excited to have you. Ryan in the top right corner. Ryan, what do you do in the hockey off season?
Wait for it to get back, of course.
So. Hockey could end forever and I will be the final champion and that'll just work well for me. Stephanie, or not. Who do you root for in hockey, Stephanie? I can't remember.
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Who was there to watch the Avs lift that Stanley Cup?
Stephanie is a great Lightning fan because she sent me, I don't know how many photos and videos that night of the cup being in the building and hoisted by my team. I should have found my way into the building, but that is beside the point. And in the bottom corner, David, it's been a little while since we've had you on, but I put out feelers for who wanted to participate in MCU Jeopardy, and David responded within 30 seconds.
That's not my name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see if I can get the display names on there. Hang on.
Thank you.
Suck it, Lee. It said suck it Trebek before.
Yeah, I changed it. I like this better.
All right. Well, fair. But
you can change it to Turd Ferguson.
That'll work. Language. All right. Well, let's get into it. There's really no other Marvel news to discuss. It's been fairly quiet since Comic-Con. There's been a few things floating out about Daredevil and whatnot of his yellow costume and all that kind of stuff. Real quick, we're going to preview She-Hulk next week with Kevin, Alex, and Sarah. But Stephanie, what is your anticipation level for She-Hulk? Are you excited to see it?
I am very excited to see it.
I'm with you. Just very few words, but let's get into it. Ryan, I know you're excited for She-Hulk.
Oh, I'm so excited. The teaser trailer they released a couple weeks ago really got me hyped up.
David, how about you?
Same. I'm excited for, I don't know, is this the first comedy sort of series that we're getting?
Intentional comedy. Like WandaVision definitely had some comedy elements to it, but that was the sitcom nature. Like I would say like full-blown comedy. Yeah, this would be probably the closest thing we got.
And of course, Daredevil.
Yes.
Not that She-Hulk, Jennifer Walters, is the main attraction, but come on.
For some people, she's not, but... Like, we will definitely see. They're already gotten better with the CGI. So we're going to do a full-blown She-Hulk preview next week, talking about comics and all that kind of stuff. Let's do a roundup in the comments real quick. Sarah from the Nerd Emporium is here. Kara is here saying hello to Stephanie. Justin Grant is here. Piano Rob, the man, is here. Thank you so much. Sarah likes the choice of Turd Ferguson. She's rooting for Ryan, shockingly enough. I'm not sure what that's about. Justin says, make sure you like and subscribe. Absolutely. So Sarah is Team Ryan. That is not something I saw coming.
I also saw a secret clause in there, so got two people on my secret side.
Clause. All right. Well, that reminds me, no cheating, guys. So I am going to remove the comments from you guys being able to see them just in case. No cheating. All right, let's get into MCU Jeopardy. I am balancing a lot of plates here at the moment. All right. Well, let's get into MCU Jeopardy. All right. Welcome to the first edition of MCU Jeopardy. We plan on doing at least a few rounds of this. We hope to have a tournament of champions at some point. So let's get into it. We are going to get into our categories. Our first category, I've seen you before. Connections to the real world outside of the MCU. Wep on, wep off. Questions all about weapons. Remember that really old movie, pop culture references within the MCU. Marvel governmental universe. I feel like that kind of explains itself. Plus it up, all Disney Plus related questions. And...
It's all relative.
Sorry, I stepped on my own joke.
And it's all relative.
It's all relative is our final category. All right, Ryan, you are at the top of the scoreboard, so we're going to give you... No. We're not going to do that. Stephanie, you're our first time panelist. You have control of the board to start the game.
All right. Let's go with Remember That Really Old Movie for 100.
All right. Really Old Movie for 100. In Avengers Infinity War, Ebony Maw is quickly dismissed by Tony Stark for resembling this underwater character, Stephanie.
Who is Squidward?
That is correct for 100 points. Stephanie, with 100 points. Look at that. The scoreboard even works. Stephanie, you still have control of the board.
Stu, remember that really old movie for 200.
All right. Ned Leeds comes over to Peter Parker's apartment to build this item, leading to Ned learning a Peter's secret. Ryan.
What is the Lego Death Star?
That is correct. 200 points to Ryan and control of the board.
Let's go. I've seen you before for 100.
This man plays a security guard in 2008's The Incredible Hulk. David.
Who is Lou Ferrigno?
Who is Lou Ferrigno? But I will accept it.
I said who.
Oh, I heard what. All right. This is not going to be an hour-long episode of Earth's Mightiest Weirdos, clearly. David, you have control of the board.
Let's do I've Seen You Before for 200.
All right. Five of the main characters of this Russo Brothers-produced television show have made cameos in the MCU. Stephanie.
What is Community?
That is correct. Can you name the five cameos and where they happened?
Oh, gosh. Well, Abed happened in Civil War. Nope. Winter Soldier.
Correct.
No, I can't name him. Help me out, guys.
Ryan? This is not for points. This is just for fun.
Yeah, Ken Jeong and Yvette Nicole Brown were in Endgame.
Correct.
Jim Rash was in Civil War.
That is correct.
And there's one more, and I cannot remember who it is.
It was not a Russo-directed film. Donald Glover played Aaron Davis in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Is that really a cameo, though?
Sure.
Fair.
None of them were their actual characters. So, all right. Well, let's get into it. Stephanie won that one with 200 points. Stephanie, you have control of the board.
Stu, I've seen you before for 300.
The character of Clev, played by Zach Cherry, filmed Shang-Chi's fight on the bus years after he first appeared in this MCU film. David.
What is Spider-Man Homecoming?
That is correct. He's the man on the street at the cart yelling for Spider-Man to do a flip. 300 points to David. David, you have control of the board.
Let's do... Seen you before for 400.
All right. This actress was cast at as Ravager Alita Ogord playing a before playing a separate character, Ying Nan in Shang-Chi. David.
Who is Michelle Yeoh?
That is correct. David with another 400 points. This is a lot to spin. Okay. David.
Let's finish it up for 500. I've seen you before.
This person is the voice of Mainframe, a bodiless robot in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. David, I saw first.
Who is Miley Cyrus?
That is correct. You were a little bit nervous. So we need.
I thought that was her. Her Hannah Montana name, but it wasn't.
Who is Hannah Montana? I would not have allowed that.
That's Miley Stewart.
We do need to figure out, like, are we going negative points? I mean, at this point, you guys aren't afraid to at least try. So I think we're going to go negative points if you get a wrong answer. David, right. I've Seen You Before is now cleaned up. You have control of the board.
Let's do... I'm curious. Plus it up for 100.
Plus it up for 100. Miss Minutes was inspired by this character from the 1993 film Jurassic Park. David.
Who is Mr. DNA?
That is correct. David is the Ken Jennings of our show at the moment. I'm going to stop reading the question next time I see David's light. Okay, David, you have control of the board.
Let's keep going. Plus it up for 200.
Before landing the role of Bruno in Miss Marvel, Matt Lintz had previously auditioned for this role in the MCU. Ryan.
Was it Peter Parker?
That was a question, so I'll allow it. That is correct. 200 points for Ryan. Ryan, go ahead.
Let's go 300. I'll plus it up.
Ralph Boner's name was influenced from director Matt Shakman's acting work on this 1980s sitcom. Ralph Boner's name was influenced from director Max Shackman's acting work on this 1980s sitcom, David.
Was it who? What is Family Ties?
That is incorrect.
No. What was he on?
The correct answer is What is Growing Pains?
Yeah.
I had a voice yelling in the distance of my house. I know that one.
I know that one! Ryan, you still have control of the board.
Let's go. That's from, remember that really old movie, 300.
In Loki, the character of Loki is portrayed jumping out of an airplane with a bag of cash, implying he was this missing person all along. I saw Stephanie first.
Who is D.B. Cooper?
That is correct. All right, Stephanie, you have control of the board.
Remember that really old movie for 400.
In Captain America, the First Avenger, Colonel Phillips can be seen pressing a red button to make his car go faster, a direct reference to this film. David.
What is James Bond?
That is incorrect. I was about to give a clue, but now that David guessed, I cannot give the clue I was going to give.
Was the clue going to be it's not James Bond?
It was not. I'm now going to give the clue for half points. David, you're back in. For half points, Colonel Phillips is played by Tommy Lee Jones. There is a letter K on the red button. The answer is, what is Men in Black?
Oh,
is that really true?
Yes.
I don't remember that at all.
There's even a letter K on the button for Agent K.
They even have a big red button on the ride at Universal.
David, I'm only going to take half points from you because I feel bad. Okay. For a score update, we have David in the lead with 900 points, Stephanie in second with 600 points, and Ryan with 400 points. Stephanie, you have control of the board.
Let's do final Remember That Really Old Movie for 500.
All right. In Captain Marvel, Stan Lee can be seen rehearsing this line, "Trust me, true believer," for his cameo in this film. Stephanie.
What is Mallrats?
That is correct. All right, so another 500 for Stephanie. She takes the lead. Stephanie, you have control of the board.
My OCD takes me to plus it up for 400.
All right. This law firm has hired Jennifer Walters to work in their superhuman law division. It is from the comics, so I felt that it was allowed. The answer is, what is GLK and H?
I knew there was a K in there.
All right, Stephanie, you still have control of the board.
Finish it up for 500.
This film was Mark Spector's favorite movie as a child and featured adventurer Stephen Grant. I'll give you a hint. It is not Indiana Jones. I can see David wants to guess, but he's tired of losing points. The correct answer is, what is Tomb Buster?
Okay. I was going to say, what is The Adventures of Stephen Grant? That just seemed too easy.
That's the tagline. Should have worked.
You still have control of the board.
Let's do a Wep On, Wep Off for 100.
It's my favorite category name. This weapon is the first use of vibranium in the MCU. Ryan.
I was trying to pull it away like a bunt half swing once to check out.
David.
What is Steve Rogers' shield?
That is correct. What is Captain America's shield? David for 100 points. David, you have control of the board.
Let's do Wep On, Wep Off for 200.
This form of energy is stored in T'Challa's suit in the form of purple light in Black Panther. Ryan.
What is kinetic energy?
That is correct. 200 points for Ryan. Ryan, you have control of the board.
Let's go Marvel Governmental Universe for 100.
After his original appearance in The Incredible Hulk, this character was promoted to Secretary of State in Captain America Civil War. David.
What is... What is his name? I'm blanking.
Ryan.
Who is General Thunderbolt Ross?
That is correct. For 100 points. Ryan, you still have control of the board.
Marvel Governmental Universe for 200.
As Ultron was traveling the multiverse in What If, this man was being sworn in as President of the United States. Ryan.
Who is Steve Rogers?
That is correct. Ryan, you still have control of the board. We are neck and neck. David and Ryan tied at 900 with Stephanie at 1100.
Marvel Governmental Universe for 300.
This president of the United States can be seen in a photo with Dracov during the opening credits of Black Widow. David.
Who's Bill Clinton?
That is correct. All right. Oh, that was 300, wasn't it? All right, David, you have control of the board. You now have the lead.
Let's go Web on, Web off, 300.
This star is the home of Eitri and is the place Stormbreaker was forged in Avengers Infinity War. Ryan.
What is Nidavellir?
That is correct. It's a made-up word.
It's a made-up word.
All right, 300 for Ryan. You have control of the board.
Marvel Governmental Universe, 400.
This fictional character was president of the United States in Iron Man 2 and has a street named after him in Westview, New Jersey. David.
Who is President Ellis?
That is correct. President Matthew Ellis. I was not going to be that hardcore. Good. David.
I realized I didn't know his first name when I answered. all right, let's finish it up. Marvel Governmental Universe for 500.
Senator Stern, best known for interrogating Tony Stark in Iron Man 2 before being revealed as Hydra in Captain America the Winter Soldier, was representing this state in the United States Senate. Stephanie.
What is New Jersey?
That is incorrect.
Oh, dang.
Ryan.
What is Oregon?
Also incorrect.
I'm gonna take this.
Good choice, David. What is Pennsylvania? That gives David a commanding lead. David, you still have control.
All of those are the same.
You still have control of the board.
Web on, web off for 400.
Dane Whitman is now the rightful owner of this weapon as seen in the post credits of Eternals. Ryan.
What is the, oh gosh, the Infinity Blade?
That is incorrect. David.
What is the Ebony Blade?
That is correct. Right. What is the Ebony Blade? Black Knight, we don't know when he's going to appear next. David.
That one.
Web on, web on for 500. It is today's daily double. Does that mean it only goes to David? Right? Okay. I don't know the rules of Jeopardy.
I have to wager, right?
No. We're going to do an Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. If anybody knows the answer to this, you get 1,000 points. It's just a regular question up for everybody because that's how I'm making the rules. Suck it. In Spider-Man Homecoming, Happy Hogan is being tasked with moving Thor's magic belt named this word. Thor's magic belt. Does anybody know it? Mejing Joro. It's why Happy gives up on saying the name of Thor's magic belt. David, you still have control of the board.
It's all relative for 100.
And it's all relative.
While in Westview, Wanda gave birth to this twin first. David.
Who is Tommy?
That is correct. Tommy is speed. He always comes first.
If he got it wrong, whoever was going up next got it right for sure.
200.
As the brother of the Collector, this MCU character runs a kind of kingdom of his own. Ryan.
Who is the Grand Master?
That is correct. I really underestimated how long this was going to take. 200 points for Ryan. Go ahead, Ryan.
500.
Ooh. We're jumping into my favorite question of the whole game. This generation of Armand Duquesne peed his pants in the Hamptons and Jack Duquesne remembers it. Everybody does. David.
The third. What is Armand Duquesne the third?
That is incorrect.
Oh, no. It's
Ryan?
It's not the third.
Armand Duquesne the fifth?
That is also incorrect.
Oh, man. Well, now I got to try it.
You got to go for it.
What is Armand Duquesne the fourth?
That is incorrect. Nobody's going to lose points in this round. The correct answer is Armand Duquesne the seventh.
Oh, fuck.
Armand Duquesne the third was the one that got murdered in the beginning of Hawkeye. But I have proof just in case.
Mom said I was going to get your wine collection.
What? You're not old enough to appreciate my wine collection.
Well, I will be someday.
The problem is it will have peaked by then.
Not if you go back to jail, it won't.
Do you remember when you peed in your pants in the Hamptons? I do. Everybody does.
Jack Duquesne is a national treasure. We need to keep him around forever. All right. We only have two questions left on the board, and we are like 20 minutes into this podcast. Thank you for tuning in on time, because it's going to be over soon. Who has control of the board? Ryan does.
400.
The voice of the AI program in Peter Parker's suit named Karen is the real life wife of this AI program's voice, Stephanie.
Who is Jarvis?
That is correct.
Extra points if we know her name.
What is her name?
Jennifer Garner. No!
That is incorrect. Oh, that's not right. Let's get points away from David for that. That's going to be fun. David drops to 1,700. Stephanie to 1,000. Ryan at 500. I should have not taken points away, but it's more fun that way anyway.
I deserve that.
What is the actual answer, Stephanie?
Well, now he's scared it out of me, so I'm not even going to attempt.
Connelly. It is Jennifer Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly, thank
he
you.
He is married to
Paul Bettany. Had a minor panic attack.
For the final question on the board. Daniel Ridloff worked on Eternals and Hawkeye as a consultant of this form of communication. Ryan.
What is American Sign Language?
That is correct. Daniel Ridloff is married to Lauren Ridloff, who plays the character of Makari in Eternals. We are now moving on to the final Jeopardy question, where you can choose your wager. If you could please type into the private chat what your wager is so I can see it. I don't know if you can only send it to just me. If you can, cool, but that is all right. David's doing the math of how much he can do. All right, David's trying to hold on to the lead. We are on to the final one. Over 29 films, the MCU has made this much money in theatrical revenue. If you get the answer within $1 billion, then you will get the answer. Type it into your phone, do whatever you need to. 29 films that have been released theatrically in the MCU. The MCU has made how much in theatrical revenue? Writing questions for Jeopardy is very hard because you're not allowed to put a question mark at the end of it.
When do we send it in?
I'll come to you in just a second.
Having trouble phrasing this as a question.
I'm not that much of a stickler about it, so it'll work out okay. Okay. Note to self, Jeopardy goes by very quickly.
It's a 30-minute show.
Well, that is true. We're at 25, no commercials. I guess we ran over a couple of minutes. All right. I hope this was at least interesting to listen to watch. I'm just proud that anytime I selected a category that it disappeared. And that the scoreboard worked. That is all I needed. Okay. Does everybody have their answer communicated in one way or another? Ryan, can you show me your answer?
Oh, I was supposed to write it down. I just have it in my head. Okay. I'm going first, so does it matter?
Go ahead.
$27 billion.
David.
What is $13
billion? Endgame made $13 billion all on its own, man. Not really, but what does that say? 17?
17.
17. The wagers were, so Ryan said $27 billion. David said $13 billion. Stephanie said $17
billion. $25
billion. David wagered $400. Ryan wagered $800. And Stephanie wagered all 1,000 points. The correct answer is what is $27.357 billion? Star Wars is second with 10.3 billion, and Spider-Man on its own is 8.25 billion. So if you call Marvel Marvel, it's $35 billion. But that's a lot of money, about $1 billion a film. David wagered 400. Ryan wagered 800. And Stephanie wagered 1,000. The final total, with Ryan with a really good guess of $27 billion, comes in at 1,600 points. David wagering 400 at 1,300 points. And Stephanie going home empty-handed with 0 points. Ryan, you are the winner.
Experience.
After a rough outing, my semi-math skills I got from my accountant father helped me.
All right. David and Stephanie, you will both be invited back on. Ryan has advanced to the Tournament of Champions. We will get David and Stephanie both back on at some point in the near future. Thank you guys for coming on. That's really all I have for today's show. So, Ryan, what's going on in Agents of Field Land?
Yeah, so we're in Nerd Life Network Game Show Week. We have Agents of Field Family Feud coming up on Wednesday. We're going to have two teams of three, sports-themed Family Feud. It's going to be a good old time, 8:30 on Wednesday here on YouTube.
Awesome. 8:30, YouTube, Family Feud. I've never been on the playing end of Family Feud on these shows. I'm very excited for it. David, what is happening down in the Modern Gods world?
Not much right now. Thinking about coming back in a little bit.
All right. You got Daredevil coming back. There's got to be something in there, right?
It's in the intro.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And Stephanie, anything going on in your world other than She-Hulk coming out in a week?
Andor coming out soon after.
Yeah. So I guess we didn't talk about that. She-Hulk got pushed back a day. It's now going to come out on August 18th, where the She-Hulk is always going to come out on Thursdays. And Andor is going to come out on September 21st with a 3-episode premiere on Wednesdays. So a 3-episode premiere and a 12-episode run of Andor, it will wrap up the day before Thanksgiving. And then She-Hulk will run through the end of October, close to Halloween. All right. Well, until next time, I hope that was interesting. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, and we will see you next time for the children.
Earth's Mightiest Weirdos is brought to you by Pinch of Pixie Dust Travel. People who love travel understand that life isn't about the breaths you take, it's about the moments that take your breath away. That's why we help coordinate the most magical adventures for you and your family. Disney, Universal, Sandals, Norwegian, Carnival, and more, we are a full-service concierge travel agency that will help with every aspect of your journey. Let us take care of the details while you enjoy your family. Get a quote today by calling us at 570-832-7798 or fill out a trip request form at pinchofpixiedusttravel.com. Just follow the second star to the right straight on to your adventure. That's pinchofpixiedusttravel.com, where you're making memories one trip at a time.